Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, 2 hours ago, the IDF reported killing a Hezbollah operative who emerged from a tunnel in South Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel. Also, in the past hour, JNS reported that Ambassador Waltz warned the UN about Trump's limited patience with Iran amid rising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Israel's ambassador to the US criticized controversial remarks by Ben-Gvir and Mai Golan earlier today, Walla informs us. Separately, 9 hours ago, 24 News reported a tragic bombing near the Palace of Justice in Syria, resulting in multiple casualties. And finally, from earlier today, Lebanon's President Aoun stood by his engagement with Israel amidst criticism over talks, as covered by Times of Israel. Turning to social media, Eyal Yacobi posted just minutes ago that the National Review exposed the Washington Post's alleged lapses in covering the Israel-Hamas war. The Times of Israel shared earlier today a poignant moment as activists marked 1,000 days since the October 7th Hamas onslaught in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, commented on the controversy surrounding a revised Gaza death toll, describing it as an attack on journalism. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that the Israeli military targeted a Hezbollah operative who posed a direct threat to troops. This action follows increased tensions along the northern border, where Hezbollah activity has been on the rise. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the UN, where Ambassador Waltz addressed the Security Council, according to JNS, he warned that the U.S. will hold Iran accountable for its actions in the Strait of Hormuz. This warning comes amid a series of regional attacks, highlighting the fragile security situation in the area. Meanwhile, Walla reported that Israel's ambassador to the U.S. expressed concerns over comments made by Ben-Gvir and Mai Golan. These remarks have stirred controversy, with diplomatic implications for Israel's relations with the U.S. and other allies. In Syria, I-24 News brought us the grim news of a bombing near the Palace of Justice. The attack has left multiple dead and injured, raising concerns about security in the capital. The bombing underscores the ongoing instability within Syria. Finally, Lebanon's President Aoun has defended his approach to talks with Israel, as reported by Times of Israel. His position has sparked debate within Lebanon, reflecting the complex dynamics of Lebanese-Israeli relations. The outcome of these talks could have significant implications for peace in the region. On the economic front. First, CTEC reported earlier today on Tom Livni's perspective regarding the fall of Verbit's valuation from $2 billion. He attributes the decline to AI advancements and internal company challenges. Separately, a recent study cited by Globes found that Israeli tech employees are the most expensive globally. The strengthening shekel contributes to these high costs, impacting competitiveness. And finally, Israel Hayom Business informed us of a major acquisition. Delek Group Israel Keystone, alongside Bank Leumi, will purchase Hot Mobile for 1.2 billion shekels. This move follows a significant reduction in the company's valuation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.